The legalization of same-sex marriage has not answered all of the questions surrounding same-sex parental rights in the courts. Last week, the Arizona Court of Appeals issued a ruling in a same-sex custody battle that could be a setback for gay rights. A judge ruled in that case that the former spouse of a woman who gave birth via artificial insemination is not the child's legal parent. State laws, the court said, only apply to parental legality when one of the parents is a man. This comes after another ruling from the Court of Appeals said the exact opposite thing, that the legality of gay marriage means parents do not have to be gender-specific. That case is set to be heard in the state Supreme Court later this morning. So as courts decide state by state how same-sex families will be treated by the law, how should same-sex couples proceed? For that, we turn to Douglas Nijame. He's an expert in same-sex family law with UCLA's School of Law.
Yeah, so that's what we're in the midst of right now, is we have some states in which the states, including the courts in those states and the lawmakers in those states, have equalized the law of parental recognition so that same-sex couples have access to the same methods of family recognition as different-sex couples. But you have other states that either lawmakers or folks in the executive branch or courts are resisting equalizing their laws so that same-sex couples have the same pathways to parental recognition. And so Arizona is a state in which that issue is currently being contested, whereas if you go across the border, for instance, to California, California long settled these questions so that same-sex couples don't face the kinds of obstacles that they would in Arizona.
So how do some states exclude same-sex couples with their legal language, like the decision here in Arizona?
Yeah, so there's two, I think, important steps to keep in mind here. One is lawmakers can actually make their laws up to date in light of the recognition of same-sex marriage and equality for same-sex couples by actually just changing some of the old language in their laws. So California did that by changing the term husband or father to be spouse or parent. But in the states where the legislatures haven't done that, the state courts are then being asked, in light of a decision like Obergefell, the U.S. Supreme Court decision recognizing same-sex couples' right to marry and what flows from that, shouldn't the statute be interpreted in a way that applies to same-sex couples equally? And there are state courts in many states that have said, yes, what same-sex marriage requires is that a law that says that the husband of a woman giving birth is the father of the child has to be applied to the wife of a woman giving birth as well. And this recent Arizona decision from last week doesn't take that step.
This is obviously a very unclear area for same-sex couples and families right now, state by state. So I wonder how it is that same-sex families can approach this at this point, considering it's so unclear.
It's very fraught for same-sex couples living in states that have either conflicting decisions like they do in Arizona or no decisions on questions like this. And so many lawyers would still advise same-sex couples to engage in adoption proceedings so that the non-biological mother would legally adopt the child. That is a step that would provide secure legal recognition. But of course, a woman should not have to adopt her own child. And a lot of same-sex couples either don't want to have to engage in costly and time-consuming adoption proceedings, or it wouldn't occur to them that they would have to even think of adopting their own child. And so hopefully soon we'll have more settled resolution. Just today, the U.S. Supreme Court decided a similar case where the Arkansas Supreme Court had refused to put both women's names on the birth certificate when they had a child through anonymous sperm donation. And the U.S. Supreme Court summarily reversed the Arkansas Supreme Court and issued an opinion in which it said, when we recognized same-sex marriage in Obergefell, we said that same-sex couples were entitled to equal treatment and all of the rights and benefits that are associated with marriage. And that includes parental recognition and birth certificates.
Right. So in most cases, or in a lot of cases legally, if there's a Supreme Court ruling or if there is a law like the legalization of same-sex marriage that is a federal law, that would generally make things clear. But it doesn't seem to have done that here. What I wonder is there any kind of rhyme or reason, I guess, to these state laws?
Yeah. So part of why there's this confusion is because we're at this moment where folks are disagreeing about what exactly the purpose of the laws are. Some like the recent Arizona decision last week, are saying, well, really the laws around paternity are aimed at figuring out who the biological father of the child is. And that's actually not an accurate description of what the law is seeking to do. And so other courts have said, well, sometimes that's what the law is trying to do. But in fact, there are all these scenarios in which we recognize paternity for a man we know is not the biological father of the child. Under that logic, what we're really trying to do with the paternity laws is recognize who's the legal father of this person or the legal parent of this child who's taking on the obligations of supporting the child and raising the child. And that kind of logic applies equally to same-sex couples.
So one thing we've touched on is this issue of adoption and how this decision can help resolve conflicts over adoption. How does this apply to surrogacy?
It's very important to keep in mind that what we've been talking about have been female same-sex couples, but we haven't been talking about male same-sex couples. That's where you see really deep divisions across jurisdictions. So in California, a male same-sex couple can engage in surrogacy and be recognized as the legal parents of the resulting child without having to adopt the child. But that's not true in a jurisdiction like Arizona.
All right. Douglas Nijame is a professor in UCLA's School of Law. Douglas, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.